Over the last 2 years, this country has experienced a lot of change. The whole world, actually, but in this country, we've gone through a COVID-19 pandemic. And we also have the emergence of what's called wokeness. It's bad English, but it's also a bad philosophy. And it's basically just the old 1960s rebellion dressed up for the 21st century. You heard the so-called logic. America is fundamentally racist. If you're white, you're evil. If you're black, Hispanic, gay, lesbian, transsectional, transsessional, whatever that means, they got all these names and acronyms now for these people who want to live alternate lifestyles. You're a victim. And you saying that you're not a racist is proof that you are a racist. It's crazy. This is what they call social justice. Now, as Christians, and please turn to Micah 6:6. We're going to go there shortly. We as Christians should want justice. As a Christian man, I want justice. I want equality. I want all these things. But not this way. Their fairness, their righteousness are what they deem righteous. It's a total 180 degrees from what God's word teaches us. Let's look at Micah 6:6. I love this verse. This is one of my favorite passages in the Bible. With what shall I come to the Lord and by myself before the God on high? Shall I come to him with burnt offerings? With yearling calves? Does the Lord take delight in thousands of rams and 10,000 rivers of oil? Shall I present my firstborn for my rebellious acts, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has told you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God? You know, with this social justice, I'll give you a fair meaning of what it means from the Oxford Dictionary. The objective of creating a fair and equal society in which each individual matters, their rights are recognized and protected, and decisions are made in ways that are fair and honest. Well, that sounds reasonable, but what progressives really want, these neo-Marxists, is basically to take wealth from one person and give it to another person. It's not about what's right, but about group identity. And what do we mean? You're going to hear this a lot. You young people, I'm really talking to a lot of you too. You youngsters here, you college level guys. POC. You're either white or you're POC. That's people of color. Lesbian, homosexual, transgender, black. And one thing you're going to hear a lot is this word called intersectionality. And what that means, in layman's terms, is you're either an oppressor or an oppressed individual. If you're considered an oppressor, you need to be destroyed. If you're the oppressed, you need to rise up and destroy the oppressors. You know, it's about making yourself a victim. That's all it's about. Creating groups who are victims. But wokeness is not surprising. It's a normal behavior of a world filled with sin. My problem is when believers start to cave into this culture. And I've spoken to some Christians, not in this church, thankfully, who've actually caved in to this culture. And that, to me, is very disheartening. If you're not familiar with the term, the baseline definition of wokeness, here's one by Owen Strachan from the book Christianity and Wokeness. Not a good read, but I'll read to you what he wrote here. Wokeness is first and foremost a mindset. In the most specific terms, this means one sees the comprehensive inequity of our social order and strives to highlight power structures in society that stem from racial privilege. In intellectual terms, wokeness occurs when one embraces a stiff system of thought called critical race theory, which is just another word for Marxist doctrine, by the way. This was used by Karl Marx many years ago before the Russian Revolution. CRT teaches that all of society's life is structured along racial power dynamics. According to woke thought leaders, racism is the foundation basis for American structures, and our country was completely designed for white people to rule. And based on what many woke leaders believe and teach, whiteness and white supremacy now reign supreme in all facets of our society. And even if you have no links to racism, white supremacy, or even had slaves oppressed blacks, you're complicit because you're white. Now, none of this should be a surprise to anyone because this agenda comes from non-Christians. And if you don't have Christ in your heart, if you're not followers of Christ, you're going to do things that are worldly. No believer should be shocked by any of this here. But when countless, when I see Christians jump on this bandwagon, I've talked to some young people, thankfully not in this church, and they believe some of these things. It's akin to Ephesians 4:14, being tossed to and fro and blown about by every wind of doctrine. Well, I'm going to give you five reasons why this woke is broke. The first one is cancel culture is graceless and merciless. You know, this wokeness cancels anything that doesn't bow to its ideology. Now, if you're a Christian and you support Black Lives Matter, I'm here to tell you, Black Lives Matter are Marxists. You know, Ecclesiastes says there's nothing new under the sun. When I was younger, back in the 70s, we had the Black Panthers. Basically, BLM is just basically a rehash of the Black Panthers, even though Black Panthers are still around. And I remember I used to go have breakfast with them. They did some things for the community, believe it or not. They walked me home one night when some guys wanted to beat me up. But you know what? One of the first things they told me when I went to one of their meetings is, "Sir, take your Bible and throw it away. They are Marxists. They do not believe in God." And guess what? BLM is the same thing. They are Marxists. They do not believe in God. If you are a Christian, you are an enemy to them. If you are a Christian and to support these people in any way, shape, or form, it's akin to holding Satan's hand and letting him walk you to the pits of hell like he's your best friend. It's evil. There was a case here, I read this in a paper, of Juan Fresco. He's a Christian deli owner. But when I say Christian, I mean he was Baptist. And he experienced this firsthand. He was a top deli owner in Chicago. Very nice place. Very popular until they found out his Christian beliefs. When they found out he does not support the transgender lifestyle, he does not support homosexuality, and all things changed. He became a target of Black Lives Matter. I mean, they destroyed this guy's life. They ruined him financially. Now, was he white? No. He's Cuban, Mexican, and Lebanese descent. So this cancel culture preaches that they believe in tolerance, but they don't. It's a lie from the pits of hell, in my opinion. Now, Matthew 5:7 says, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy." Luke 6:36 mimics that. "Be merciful, even as your Father is merciful." Do they show any of these things? Are they merciful? No. They're hateful. Proverbs 11:17 says, "A man who is kind benefits himself, but a cruel man hurts himself and others," I might add. The second reason is victimization is a self-righteous vengeance. Let's turn to Romans 12:19. Romans 12:19 declares, "Never take your own revenge, beloved, but leave room for the wrath of God. For it is written, 'Vengeance is mine, I will repay,' says the Lord." But time and time again, we see this woke culture, Black Lives Matters, people of these anarchists, Antifa, destroying cities, looting, burning, attacking people, and yes, even killing people. But when I see Christians, and I'm talking about my fellow African-American Christians, and they start saying, they start feeling victims of what happened in the past. Now, I'll give you a little bit about my background. My mother's side, they're African. Her descendants, my mother's side, they could be traced back to Ethiopia, to Africa. On my father's side, they're Jewish Moorish. Hey, look, I'm in between there. They're Jews and they're Moors. I did the ancestry thing for years ago, but 40% Jewish, 10% Moors, and 50% African. So I'm down the line there. So I guess maybe I'm self-oppressed. I watched this program. I couldn't even finish watching it with that Kilpatrick, that ex-football player. And he's saying, you know, all these football players are victims. They're all victims, and he's parading them, and they're being taught, you know, they're being treated like slaves and being paraded, and they're being paid $40 million a year, $100 million a year, and they're being slaved. If any of you want to slave me with a $50 million contract or $100 million contract, please do so. But this is what they call victimization? No, vengeance is the Lord's. Many people want vengeance now, even some Christians. But no, we are to leave vengeance in God's hand. He knows. He knows everything. There's nothing we can hide from God. Nothing at all. Third reason why woke is broke. The gospel message isn't enough. You know, I've talked to some people, you know. They're not Christians, though, but they're into this wokeness. Some of my old friends back in New York. And preaching Christ is not enough. You got to preach Martin Luther King. You got to preach Malcolm X. Now, those guys said some nice things. I mean, I'm not belittling these people, but there is nothing that compares to our Lord and Savior's words. There's nothing anyone in the world can say that could equal or match what Christ says. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, Therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come. And this is the antithesis to the gospel according to wokeness. Wokeness needs a scripture they need a gospel that goes beyond scriptures. You got to tear things apart. You got to bring people down. No matter how much you apologize, you're not sorry. There is no forgiveness. You're to blame for everything your ancestors ever did. It doesn't matter. It's your fault. But that's what they teach. That's what they're going after. But if you read Ezekiel 18, let's turn there. Ezekiel 18, verse 19. We'll start at verse 19. Yet you say, why should the son not bear the punishment for the father's iniquity when the son has practiced justice and righteousness and has observed all my statutes and done them? He shall surely live. The person who sins will die. The son will not bear the punishment for the father's iniquity, nor will the father bear the punishment for the son's iniquity. The righteousness of the righteous will be upon himself, and the wickedness of the wicked will be upon himself. What these people, it's almost ridiculous. I have to stop myself here from just laughing out loud. That'll be like me saying, you know, Craig Moore, your ancestors owe my great, 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 great grand uncle $50, and you never paid him back. That means you owe me from, you know, 2,000 years ago, compounded by interest and cost of living adjustment and, you know, You owe me $16 billion or 16, you know. It's ridiculous. When does it end? When is enough enough? But no, Christ teaches us another way. The fourth reason is wokeness is hypocritical racism. Now listen, I'm going to say this. Some people might get angry, but yes, there are black races. Yep. I grew up in New York City. I know some of you hold that against me, but that's okay. But you know, I'm glad I grew up in New York City. Where I grew up, in my neighborhood, I grew up with Chinese neighbors, Japanese, Russian, Jewish, Italian. I remember the Bevilacquas. Every Sunday, they take me and have spaghetti and meatballs or ravioli with them. We're very nice neighbors. Indian, Pakistani. And you know what? I saw racism exhibited by all of them. There was a man called Mr. Tanaka. My father made sure I stood away from him. Anytime he thought somebody that was Chinese would walk by him, he would literally spit on the floor. He wouldn't even wait until they were 5 or 10 feet away. He would spit right there when they were walking by. He was absolutely racist. He hated Chinese people. He would tell me all these horrible things. If I tell you some of the things he told me, the hairs on the back of your neck would go up. So is racism just the realm of one person, one race? No. Romans 3 tells us all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. It doesn't say all white folks. It doesn't say all black folks. It doesn't say all Chinese folks, all Russian, all Jewish. It says all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Yeah, I don't need to unpack this much further. In Acts 10, let's turn there. This is Peter's vision here. Acts 10, 34 and 35. Of truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is acceptable to him. And Paul again declares in Romans 2:11, there's no respect of persons with God. This means that neither race, color, nationality, race, poverty influences God's rejection or approval of us. But what God wants is this. He wants our heart. He wants our life committed to Christ Jesus. And he wants us to live holy lives. Regardless if you're either white, black, Jewish, French, Chinese, Hawaiian, Filipino, it doesn't matter. Jesus Christ is what unites all of us together as one body. We are one in Christ Jesus. So young folks, don't let them fool you with that. When you go to college, they're going to try to drill this into your head. You know, my friend had an experience at the airport where some lady came up to him and he was my co-worker. He's African-American and she started telling him, oh, you know, I apologize for my whiteness. And he's like taken aback. I beg your pardon? Because I was there. I beg your pardon? Oh, you know, it's my whiteness that's been hard on you. You know, I had to stop him from smacking her on the top of the head. He really wanted to do that. He'd think that was the most obnoxious, idiotic thing anyone has ever come and done to him. It was disingenuous and insulting. Why would anybody do that? He asked her, were your family slave owners? She was Italian. They weren't slave owners. But this is that wokeness culture that's infiltrating every facet of our society. But what does God want? He that feareth God and worketh righteousness is acceptable to him. That's Acts 10:35. Let's turn to Galatians 3:27. For all of you who are baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free man. There is neither male or female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to the promise. I might add, you could ad-lib there. There's neither white nor black. There's neither Chinese nor French. For you're all one in Christ Jesus. What this wokeness is basically a way to separate people from one another. It's a way to put a split. And my fear is if any young Christians or even anyone who's a Christian that starts to cave into this, it's a danger. You know, there's the old saying, hatred is a poison. And I tell you, if you would have known me, I was never a Christian when I was growing up. If you would have seen some of the things I believe and some of the things I've done, because of that hatred going through my body, going through my soul, I was a pretty fearful guy. Don't let my appearance fool you. I was a pretty scary guy before I became a Christian. Full of hatred, full of spite. Because that's what it does. It's a poison. It goes into you, and you just start thinking about it, and it just keeps building up and building up. And before you know it, you're looking hatefully at different people. And for what? Because you think somebody wronged you many years ago, or wronged your ancestor many years ago. You know, my ancestry on my father's side, there were Sephardic Jews. They were basically chased out of Spain by the Torquemadas, the Catholic Church. And yes, I found out some of my ancestors were tortured and died horrible ways. Now, does that mean that I could go around and start burning down Catholic churches? I'm taking revenge for what happened to my ancestors? This is my right. No. Vengeance is the Lord's. We're all one in God. Let's turn to Revelation 7:9. This is such a beautiful passage. And I think about it and meditate on this passage. And it brings such hope and such joy to my heart. And realizes that we're all one in Christ, regardless of our background, regardless of our race, regardless of where we were born. In Revelation 7:9. After these things I looked, and behold, a great multitude which no one could count, from every nation and all tribes and peoples and tongues, stand before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, and palm branches were in their hands. And they cry out with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. Wow. If that doesn't fill you with hope and joy, I don't know what will. I know that fills my heart with joy. And to think that I'll see people from Africa, people from China, Russia, anyone who's accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and been baptized and lived Christian lives and share the gospel and follow Christ to death. Or we never know till he comes back if we're lucky to be alive when that happens. But either way, we win, alive or dead. The fifth reason why woke is broke is greed and exploitation are a growing theme. You know, have you ever read in the Bible? I mean, I look at the Bible. I don't see any of this victim mentality there. Do you see anything? I mean, I go through here. I don't see anything where the Jews pay the Gentiles money or vice versa. Does land get exchanged between the Ephesian believer and those in Philippi or Corinth because Gentile ancestors did something to them? With a Gentile prejudice towards the Jews? No. I turn my Bible. There's nothing there. But yet, you have these leaders. They're all saying all these crazy things. I saw one group of Black Lives Matter saying, you know, we want 600 acres here. And we want to take everyone out of there, you know, push them all out of their homes as reparations. And then we want another 2,000 acres here. This is true. So a total of 2,600 acres for what? Because we're due this. Because, you know, our ancestors were slaves. Really. And they justified hurting people and beating up people. And we have a news media that supports this nonsense, unfortunately. You know, my sister just retired from the NYPD, from the New York Police Department. I'm very happy she did. Not a good time to be a police officer up there in New York. But she was telling me there's been a lot of attacks on Asian Americans by African Americans and Hispanic Americans. But yet you hear nothing about that in the news because it doesn't fit their agenda, what they want to do, which is extremely evil and underhanded in my opinion. She says they arrested one guy. It came up with a brick and hit this poor lady in the back of the head and saying, "You don't belong here. You don't belong here." But that's never reported. You know, it reminds me of Romans 1:29. I can't help but think of it. Being filled with all unrighteousness, wickedness, greed, evil, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malice, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, arrogant, boastful, disobedient, without understanding, untrustworthy, unloving, unmerciful. It doesn't end. Let's turn to Mark 7:21. "For we know where all this evil comes from. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed the evil thoughts. Fornication, thefts, murders, adulteries, deeds of coveting and wickedness, as well as deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. All these evil proceed from within and defile a man." And now they're saying the evil that the Bible is written by white men and it's a racist book. Wow, may God have mercy on their souls. But yet, that's nothing new. As Christians, we should be used to adversity. We should be used to rejection. This wokeness is permeating every facet of our society. I had a coworker tell me that his sisters and his sister's job, they had a fair, and they said, "Come and meet your homosexual and your transgender coworkers." And it was a must in that company for them to show up to do this. There was a planned corporate activity. He told me she called in sick. She didn't want to partake of that. Where does it end? I don't know. But I do know one thing. We got to stick to God's word. We got to teach our children, our young people. We got to be wary of all the little schemes and little tricks these people come up with to try to demoralize you, to try to bring you down. Are all white people evil? No. Are all black people evil? No. Are all Russians evil? No. We have to be careful of these prejudices. Because God died, for God so loved the world. It doesn't say for God so loved group A, for God so loved group B, or group C, or group D. It's for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son to die. We have to remember that. Because what happens when we start seeing people from different cultures coming into our church? In Upper West Manhattan, we had people who were Muslim coming into our church. Ex-Jewish people. Are we going to look down at them and say, no. We've got to welcome them as brothers and sisters in Christ. Yes, woke is broke. And just remember this. Jesus said in John 15, 18 to 20, if the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. If you belong to the world, it would love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you. Remember what I have told you. A servant is not higher than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you also. If they obeyed my teaching, they will also obey yours. Now, of course, we know he was talking to the apostles. But we could use that. It's also reflective on us as well. Yes, woke is broke. But remember one thing. If you haven't accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're broke in the worst way. Because salvation is not yours. And the only way to be saved, the only way to avoid hellfire, is to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, to be baptized for the remission of your sins, and to go to a good church, to study your Bible, and to fellowship with your fellow Christians. If we can help you do that, please step forward as we sing the song of encouragement.